She's the talk of the town. You wanna be around to hear what Marge will say. What's going on in our hometown? What's the buzz today? She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give Marge a cheer. Marge Hazelette. She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give her a cheer. Marge Hazelette.
And here we go, and we've got a phone call right off the bat here. Go ahead, you're on the air. Oh, caller, I guess you didn't want to be on the air. Well, it is Friday. It is Talk of the Town with Marge Hazelette. 740-383-9944. If that was you who called in, give us a call. 740-383-9944. Marge, Thanksgiving is over. How are you?
I'm fine.
And we're here for another one.
Right. Here for another year.
Here for another year. Here for another holiday season. The studio's decorated for the big holiday, so we're all excited. Yeah, how can we help you?
Hey, I need to pick up some zoo tickets.
Zoo tickets, all right. Ooh, what's the name?
Amanda McGarry and Brooke Messenger.
All right, here.
Amanda. Aren't they pretty?
And
we're like a table decorations, folks. They are beautiful, aren't they?
Do it up for the holidays. There you go.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
You too. Yeah, we've got the...
Back out.
Oh, just pull out. There you go. Have a good weekend. Yeah.
The decorations, folks, are really beautiful in here. He's done a good job.
Well, hopefully it helps people. Sean came in and helped the other night, and we got all these up.
Looks nice.
So it was nice. So we're ready for the holiday season. So how was Thanksgiving, Marge?
Real good. We had a nice time. We went out to my sister. No, out to my niece's. My goodness, my sister. She went out there, but she didn't do that much. I didn't do anything, so I won't even say what I did because I didn't do anything at all. I did furnish the paper plates and some decorations.
Now, you have two sisters still living?
Yes, I have an older sister and a younger sister.
Now, how are they doing?
They're neither one well. My kid sister isn't at all.
Were they able to make it to the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we make it. We're tough.
Well, that's good.
We're tough people.
That's good. And how old is your older sister?
Well, let's see. I'm not real sure. She's 5 years older than I am.
So about?
She's about 90.
About 90. And she's doing fair?
Yeah, she's doing well.
Well, good.
I'm the one that's always been hardy and falling apart.
Well, you're doing pretty good.
I think I'm doing pretty good. I love being on the radio, and I love talking to people, and I can always survive that.
That's right. And if anybody wants to call in, phone lines are always open, 740-383-9944. We certainly appreciated the call during Pastor Steve's program this morning, and we always appreciate it when you call in, 740-383-9944. Everybody's out shopping now, Marge.
And you and I aren't.
No, no, we skipped that.
Yep.
We came here today.
That's right.
Sat in the warmth of the studio.
It is nice and warm. Do you remember last year? What were we sitting at this time?
I do. 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yes, very cold climate in one of the studios we were in, but we made it.
Oh, yes. more clothes on. If I ever fell down, I never got up.
It was cold, but thank goodness we don't have to run the space heaters anymore. We don't have to run the new studio. I really enjoy it here.
I like it. It's really pretty.
I like this part of town. I like the people who are around here. I like the people we share the building with.
I miss the people, though, that I knew that were in my class in high school and grade school and Ohio State. I've worked at all of them, and I enjoyed every moment of it.
So your holiday was good?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, mine was fine. I mean, we had a good time.
How was your food?
Oh, the food came out okay. The food was good. I think there were no complaints when it came to the food, and boy, we had a lot of it. We had cheesy potatoes and turkey and cranberry sauce and stuffing.
And you didn't bring us lunch.
Oh, that's the thing. My refrigerator right now is so full, because it was at my house, is so full of leftovers.
Why didn't you bring them?
I should have. Because I'm not going to eat all that stuff.
We should send you home after them.
I'll have to go. Because that's the thing about it. Once it's over, you'll never eat all that stuff. And you leave it in there for 2-3 days and you say, well, I got to throw this out now. And you wonder why you ever kept it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did send home a lot of stuff. Like I baked 2 pumpkin pies yesterday and I gave away one of them. I said, take it. I'll never eat it. You know, just take that home with you. So the main thing that I kept was I kept the turkey and I kept the, what else did I keep? Oh, a bowl of macaroni salad and some things like that. But pretty much that. A lot of people yesterday bought meat trays and veggie trays and fruit trays. I mean, it was a really nice spread.
Yeah, we had a nice spread too.
Yeah.
My niece did the whole thing. It was really very well.
Now, did you have, was everybody pleasant at your...
Oh, yeah, we never have any problems at ours.
I don't know. I'm back and forth on the whole... I don't know why people cannot get along.
I don't know either. I don't have time for fighting.
I don't know why people are so high strung. Because there was an incident yesterday, and I was telling you about it in the break there. I'm still not really sure what happened. I really don't know. It was the oddest thing. One of my family members, well, two of them, went to visit somebody before the get-together and said they weren't feeling very well. And the family member they went to visit was not feeling very well. And they called and they said, well, we're going to stay and visit with this person for a little bit, then we'll be over. Okay. Well, I live like 2 minutes from where this person lives, and we thought they were coming over. So we thought, well, we'll go over and just see how they're feeling, make sure they're okay, and visit with them a little as well. And then we'll all come back to the house and have the meal. And we went over there, and we went into the room where the person was. And they weren't feeling very well, but, you know, they'll survive. And this family member, I honestly, if you put me on a polygraph, I don't know what...
What she would even say.
I don't have any idea. But that behavior is unnecessary.
Right.
I witnessed the whole thing. I mean, I witnessed... It was 5 minutes. I witnessed everything that was happening in the room. Now, I would imagine it had to be something that was happening in the room that set this person off. But if you are that, if you're wound that tight, you need to go to a psychiatrist.
Right.
You need to get some help. Because I will be the first to admit that if somebody does something that's inappropriate or they do something, I don't even know. Yeah. Not good manners. I'll say, okay, I think that's inappropriate, and I understand why that person got mad. I have no idea why this person got mad. I was in the room the entire time. I have no idea why they got mad. I have no idea why they stomped out. But this is an older woman. I mean, well, she's not elderly, but she's...
I bet something happened prior.
Oh, I don't know. I just think, but, you know, to do that, she looked like a horse's backside. And, you know, that's the truth. And anybody who was there would have said the same thing. And it was just dumb. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad in the end, and I say this for this reason, I'm glad they never did end up at the party, the Thanksgiving party. And I'm kind of glad they didn't, because it would have been very uncomfortable if they were that primed and that angry at the world mm-hmm. on a holiday. Well, then go home.
Well, don't go.
Yeah, go home and do whatever you do. But I had never witnessed anything like that. I've seen people get in arguments. That's no shock. I've seen people have disagreements. I've seen people do things that people didn't like. But I couldn't pinpoint this. I saw the whole thing. I have no idea what was done that was so inappropriate that caused this person to fly off the handle. All I know is I'm sure this person needs medication. Because if they think that's normal, they're not normal.
No.
They need help.
Well, it's just like going to meetings. I'm not going to walk out, but I just keep my mouth shut. But I think to myself, some of the things that people say to other people in front of other people are very inappropriate.
Well, you know what it is? I have no feeling one way or another about the person, but I feel bad that they are that short. I assume they were angered by something. I don't really know. See, I can't even speak to it from a point of sensibility because I don't know what they were mad about. I never did find out. But I know...
It's rude to you that they did.
Well, you know, that's fine. They can... Well, I'll tell you, the person who was with them did say, you know, I'm just going to go home. And I said, that's good. I think that's a good idea after what I've seen here. Mm-hmm. But I wish I knew what caused it. Then maybe I could speak better to what happened there. But I don't know. I it was an odd thing. And, you know, nothing more you can say than that. But I feel bad for somebody who can get that angry that quick and they don't think they have a problem.
Well, they probably were angry before they got there and mauled it over and made it worse. And then when they got there, whoever was right there, they made a fool out of themselves.
Well, really. They did make a fool out of themselves because everybody said, well, what was that? Everybody. And there were people there who didn't even know this person. Now, that's the bad thing, is there was a person there who had never met these people, never had met them. And that was their first introduction. And, you know, I used to think when people had manners, because if you were just meeting somebody for the first time, is that in the first 5 minutes the attitude you want to display for whatever reason? I really found that.
And then the person tries to figure out, what did I do to him?
Well, yeah, that conversation went on for a little bit, but then it became, like I say, we got to the conversation, well, I'm glad they didn't come if that was the primed attitude mm-hmm. that they were in. Because, now, but I do want to say it, that the person who was with them did, you know, was nice about it. They said, well, I think we're just going to go home. That's fine. I understand that. Mm-hmm. I have no qualms about that. Mm-hmm. But boy, you really have to look inwardly.
Right.
If you... everybody gets mad. I'm sure I've said things that people didn't like. I'm positive I have. But I never... That's like a tantrum. That's like a child,
like a child
tantrum. And I would never do that in front of people that I am meeting for the first time.
No.
Or in a public place. I would not try to act that childish and immature and just rude. And and I, like I say, I'm not even sure if the person was trying to be rude, because to this moment, I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure I'll hear about it, what happened, and then maybe I can make a judgment. But I don't know. I was in the room. I witnessed everything from the time we got there. It took about 5 minutes for this person to go stomping out in the hallway and out of the out of the place. Isn't that a trick?
Well, you know, teaching school, and you've been in the school.
I've been in the schools.
And they come in from playground, and they just like pant like a dog. You know, what's wrong? They can't even remember what was wrong.
You know what I think it is? I think it's control.
Mm-hmm.
I really think people don't like not to be in control. People are funny that way. People are very dictatorial. And when somebody dictates to them or doesn't take their word for something, they can't handle it.
No.
And you got to handle it. That's life. You don't know it all.
No.
I mean, you had a similar experience with your step-grandmother. Never liked her.
Oh, never liked that woman.
Yeah, but yet she was a part of the family. She was
right.
Your grandfather obviously liked her.
He must have been something wrong with him.
Something wrong with him. But you liked your grandfather.
I loved him.
Loved him. And yet you couldn't stand the woman who he loved.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't believe her. Honestly. And great Sunday school teacher.
Oh, she was Sunday school. What did she do that was... Did you know why she was that way?
She was just gross.
Just gross. She was vulgar? Oh, okay. So she had a vulgar...
And, of course, we got a lesson before we left the house. You must be nice to her.
Oh.
Don't want to be nice to her.
Don't want to be nice. I understand. Didn't call her grandma.
Oh, no. My grandmother would have never acted like that.
You know, I'm that way, too. I can't call people... I know some people do, and it's perfectly fine. But I cannot call people grandma and grandpa, and I can't do that who are not my grandfather right. and grandmother. Because I guess I knew them all. Mm-hmm. I knew them all, and I knew them well, and you only get two sets, and they can marry other people and so on and so forth, but mine didn't. My grandparents were... I had one set that were married for a long time, and they never remarried, she didn't remarry anybody else mm-hmm. when he died. And then I had one set that did get divorced, but neither one of them ever got with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know. It's interesting. Trying to put two families together that are so different.
Well, that's it. But, you know, don't families all have rules of decorum? Don't you go into somebody's house with the idea that I'm going to have a good time, I'm going to try to be nice, I don't understand coming in with your pump already primed. I think that's nuts.
I do, too.
Did anybody else have any holiday stories yesterday that were disastrous? Or did anybody have any that were good? Give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think?
I think it would be interesting to see what they have to say.
Now, Marge, you brought in a paper today.
Oh, yes. How does your family honor Thanksgiving? And there's lots of stuff. With good headings on.
We're getting a call, Marge.
Oh, good.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I had kind of a horror story about yesterday.
Oh, go ahead.
So I got, I went to the deli and got some ham, some honey smoked ham, and they said it was horseradish cheese. Just trying to switch it up from last year and brought it to the Thanksgiving dinner. And apparently the horseradish cheese was bad, and we all ended up with severe diarrhea.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't hear. Oh, I should put the...
They got some bad food. Well, are you okay today? Well, I hope the caller is okay today. So apparently they ended up with some problems medically.
Right.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did anybody have any issues, good or bad, with the holiday yesterday? And we want to hear the good stories, too, if you had good stories.
Well, my niece put on a wonderful spread. The food is excellent. She's an excellent cook and wanted to do it all herself. I'll do it, and I will make it really good. And it was excellent. Everything was good. But I was just looking here today, make the holidays fun again. Well, what do you think we need to do to make them fun again? Not doing dishes? I bought this beautiful paper plates that look like real china. In fact, one person almost dropped it on the floor and had a fit, and I said, this stuff's paper. It really is beautiful. And I won't say where I got them, but they're beautiful, and I'm not kidding you. And you didn't have to spend all that time washing dishes. Now, I don't mind washing dishes because I wash all my dishes. I don't like to use the dishwasher, so I still wash my dishes. One of the things that's suggested is maybe you take a cardboard plate that's heavy and draw on it, pass crayons around and have people draw how they feel or what is it that they like about Thanksgiving. So that would be a fun thing. And they were saying maybe leave notes to people and make funny pictures on them. So that could be something that would be fun to do too. And you might give them an opportunity to draw a drawing on it, and they could take it home and keep it as maybe their 10th, day for keeping a paper plate or something happened there that they thought was cute and funny.
You know, I think sometimes people like big get-togethers, but I think sometimes the smaller the get-together, the less stress. You don't have to make as much food. You don't have to worry about people's quirky personalities. It's easier when there are less people because you can talk easier. Mm-hmm. You can have a conversation. I think that's a good thing.
Well, my sister and I belong to a group that this woman, when she retired, decided to have some friends over. And now it's really growing. She's going to have to probably put another table up. But it's really fun, because we get together once a month, and she likes to have it at her house. So we all go there, excuse me, and we have dinner. And if you want to make a dish or a breed or something along, she doesn't mind. It's just one of those potlucks that we all just chip in and bring them. And we all pretty much like the same things.
That's good.
And it's fun. We have a good time.
Yeah. Well, it's nice when you can get together with those small groups. And sometimes I find at the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, which is just around the corner, mm-hmm. that sometimes you expect this is not going to be a good time, but you end up going out with a group of people or maybe mm-hmm. even just one person to have dinner, mm-hmm. and you have the best time.
I know.
And that's what I think is lacking.
I think so, too. Why can't we just go back and have good times like we did when we were in school? You know, it's really funny because I ran around with a group of kids that our parents encouraged us to do that. We saw that my mother went to a Bible program every month, and they always brought something, and cookies or a cake or sandwich spread or something. And we had a wonderful time, and we've carried that on as adults.
Well, when somebody invites me to do something, I always try to go. Mm-hmm. Because even if they're eating and I just go and get a soda or a water or whatever, I try to go because I think it can turn into something fun.
Right.
So I'm funny in that way. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know about people. I have come to realize that people are going to be who they are, and I don't like to tolerate them. So I just avoid them now. Mm. I figure, you know, when you're young, when you're like a child, you have to tolerate people.
Right.
Because you have no choice. Mm-hmm. But once you become an adult, why spend your life around people who are going to be just, I don't know what you call it, out to lunch?
I think children have to learn that too. Maybe they don't like Dolly, or maybe they don't like Teddy. You know, and they'll make fun of their names. I mean, how badly do you have to hurt people? What's the real root of the whole problem? I don't like to hurt people's feelings.
And I think people have psychosomatic problems, too. Mm-hmm. I think depression is high this type of year, and we talk about this every year. I think people sometimes get themselves down sick because they, I don't know what, I really don't know what the holiday, because I really don't have that issue. The holidays don't depress me. I'm not particularly thrilled with them, but they don't depress me. I mean, they're just there.
Right.
You know, you put up the decorations, you have the holiday parties, you do the things. They're fun. It's nice to get together. But I'm not overly, you know, some people decorate the outside of their house. And
you know, we used to decorate. My husband loved to decorate. I don't do any more of it because you had to take it down, you know, and the man was, you know, not well. And I hated to keep barking at him, but if I went out and took him down, that made him upset. So you never know which way the wind's going to blow, you know.
Well, that's the truth.
So, you know, you don't want to hurt his feelings. Oh, you didn't like my decorations. Do I have to tell you every day and every hour? I loved your decorations. Your decorations are very pretty in here, but I've already told you that twice.
Yeah, and we know, and we like them.
Right.
But I don't know. But, you know, some people get very festive. Sean was in here the other night helping me decorate, and he said, well, let's just stay and stare at the lights. You know, I think they made him happy. I think Christmas lights and the season and being decorated made people rather happy.
Mm-hmm.
And if that works for you, good.
Well, normally I decorate. I have a couple Christmas trees on the floor, little ones, and I just haven't even done that. First of all, my dining room's trashed because I haven't got things. I got now the Christmas stuff out with stuff that I'm going to give away to the people, and it's new. It's not stuff I have received. I don't use gifts that I get from other people and give them away. So I just look for something different. And I had a nice thing. One of a girl from one of the stores called me and said, I've got two things for you that I picked out that I thought you would like. I thought that was real sweet. And I bought both of them because they were very pretty.
Well, that's nice. And that's people going out of their way this time
right.
of year to help people. And all the people in the stores right now, I can honestly say I'm sure some people will run into somebody who is kind of prickly.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is, most people are helpful
right.
this time of year.
Mm-hmm. And they enjoy doing it.
They do.
You can always tell that this is something that they like to do, too.
Well, they let them wear Christmas hats, and they let them wear their elves and their necklaces that all light up like Christmas lights. And
see, we got shortchanged because we were during the war. We didn't wear any of that stuff.
I think it's nice.
I do, too. I look like a tree walking around. But I loved it, and I couldn't wait until I got old enough to buy my own because my mother wasn't going to buy me stuff now when I was, you know, past that stage. But
and people have really gotten into these ugly holiday sweaters.
Oh, I've got a couple.
Yeah, well, people think that is, they go out and try to find the ugliest sweater possible and wear it, and I think that's kind of neat.
I do, too.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm. And then I've got my two beautiful cats.
You do?
Right now, I hope they're okay. I don't know where they are. I couldn't find them when I was leaving. But they have a way. You know, it's really funny because I went to two places yesterday, and they had animals identical to mine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was shocked.
Now, have you ever had a cat run away?
Yes, but they came back.
I don't think
they ran away. I think somebody picked them up.
You know, that's an interesting thing about cats, because cats can be indoor or outdoor.
Right.
But how does a cat live outside? Do they know where they live?
Yeah, they have a scent.
They have a scent.
Yeah.
To go back to where they came from.
Right.
But what if nobody's there to open the door?
No, they'll lay down in their usual space.
I always wondered about that because I always thought, what if you had an indoor cat and it ran outside? Should you just let it go?
9 times out of 10, they'll come back.
They'll come back like days later.
Yeah, maybe even months. It depends on how they're taken. If somebody steals your cat, they may never get back.
But cats can live outside. Now, why is it cats can survive the cold but dogs can't?
I don't know. I've often wondered about that.
Because I know it does seem to me like cats, can live during the winter.
Yeah, I think they can.
But dogs you can't leave outside.
Well, some dogs, I beg Caesar, we left out, you know.
All winter?
No. We didn't want him out. Right. But if he decided he liked somebody else's house better, he would run away to it.
Well, see, that's what I because I noticed that cats don't seem to die in the winter. I've never seen a cat frozen to death.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm sure they get cold, but I don't know where they go. I don't know what they do. I don't know what the...
I don't know either, really. I never had a cat die outdoors.
It's a very strange sort of thing. Go ahead, caller.
Cats actually, I ordered the same thing, and cats actually can slither into smaller places to remain warm.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Yep. Backbones.
Cats can get into small mm-hmm. places. Well, that's probably true.
Yeah, because she can go between the wall and the piano, and then she likes to jump out at you.
Well, I just wonder where they go outside. Do they go into under the house?
They can go under the house or between houses, or they can even get into people's cars, or, you know, they can crawl in really little spaces.
Maybe that's how they stay warm.
That's probably it.
You know, it's kind of interesting when cats run away. It is funny because some days it's days,
mm-hmm.
and they'll show back up.
Right.
And you wonder, where have you been?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wonder where they go.
But because they do find their way back.
Yes, they do.
And that is one of the most bizarre mm-hmm. things I have ever seen.
Yeah, I don't like it when they do that.
When they run away?
Mm-hmm.
What, it seems like when people open doors, cats dart for the door.
Oh, yeah. They want out.
Yeah, they want out. I don't know why.
But then if they don't get brought in soon, they'll go away. At least I've found them to do that.
Oh, the indoor cats.
Mm-hmm.
And never come back?
Well, no. Somebody keeps them. They think they're lost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I guess you do have that.
And then they just stay right there with those people.
Well, in the winter, I think sometimes they find a warm space and they don't mm-hmm. come out until it warms up again.
Right.
And then they might come back to
where
you are.
Yeah, they might come back.
But That's cats for you.
Yep, I hope they're still there when I get there. I don't think they went out.
Well, Wednesday night I was on my nightly mile walk, and I saw the geese.
These
geese that are always around Marion. And I kept thinking, they're still here. It's cold.
I know, they've been in and out. They went away for a little bit. There was 100 of them, I counted. And they went away, but they came back.
Well, I thought they were supposed to go away for the winter.
I thought so, too, but then they came back when it warmed up.
And now it's cold again.
Now, so they're gone.
Well, they were out there Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see if they're still around.
Right, I haven't seen them.
I know when they go on this extra road over here, what is it? It's the one that connects 309 to Mount Vernon Avenue, the new road there in front of Harding.
Uh-huh.
What is that road called? Innovation Drive or something like? I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I know they're always walking across that road, and in the summer, it looked like somebody had run one over.
Probably.
What's dangerous there, I think, to be crossing in the middle of the road.
You know, there was an interesting write-up in the newspaper about give the gift of no plastic sipping straws. You know, I never could figure out why they gave us, you know, those kind of things.
Oh, sipping straws?
Yeah, why didn't they just keep the little paper ones? There was nothing wrong with those.
Yeah, I think they're going back to the paper ones.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Because plastic ones don't biodegrade.
Why didn't they know that?
I don't know. I wonder why people do what they do. Are we running out of places to throw things away? Because now the city's having this big fight about recycling.
Right. Well, what they're saying is that they have to take and try to dispose of them because the animals are chewing on them and swallowing them, and then they die.
Well, the city of Marion, I think, is going to stop their recycling program unless they can come up with some way to fund it.
I know.
So I don't know what's going to go on there. That was such a big thing.
I know it.
Everybody got one of those blue tubs who lived in the city, and you threw all your plastic in there, and that way they could recycle it, and apparently that's no longer feasible. Money.
You know something? I get so tired of hearing about money. We all have problems with money. Not all of us, but most people do.
I guess money makes the world go round, as they used to say.
Right.
I don't know why. You think people would have more important things to do than worry about money? Maybe not.
I don't have any money, so I don't have to worry about any money.
Well, I mean, I figure I could die tomorrow. What do I care?
Well, I hope you decide you don't want
to. Well, I don't want... I'm not going to put it, you know, on myself to die tomorrow. But how can I stop it? You know, if tomorrow I step in front of a bus or... I don't know any. You know, there's a show on called 1,000 Ways to Die.
Oh, really?
And I've never seen the show, but I have a friend who talks about this show all the time, and I think, what a stupid show. That would just make you paranoid.
I would think so. We don't, any of us, know when our number's up.
No, and we don't know how it's going to happen.
No.
I mean, people die. And I think this 1,000 Ways to Die is like accidental.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that you can do accidentally that you don't think would be dangerous, but obviously they end up being dangerous and fatal.
Mm-hmm.
What was it you were not supposed to mix together, the cleaning supplies? It was ammonia and bleach, wasn't it?
Something like that, and you inhaled it and it killed you.
Yeah, but why were people mixing together ammonia and bleach? Bleach is pretty potent itself.
I would think so.
Why do you have to put ammonia in there?
Because people are curious. A lot of people experiment. They want to see if it's going to do anything to them.
You know, I have not seen ammonia in a long time.
No, I haven't either. It might be mixed in with something else.
Now, what kind of cleaner was ammonia? I can't even remember. What did you use ammonia to clean? I know it took your breath away.
Well, a lot of times people clean the floors and woodwork and stuff like that. Sanitized it.
Well, they have all this new cleaning supply now. Mm-hmm. There's all these new cleaning supplies that are supposed to be naturally based. So I think people have gotten away from all this, interestingly enough.
Well, I went to the store yesterday to see how many products they had, and they had so many. And I tried to read all of them, and I thought to myself, I'm not even going to mess with this. You know, I've been using the same products, you know. I don't care. I'll just use what I've been using.
Well, it seems like all the cleaning supplies you buy now, whether it's detergent or a dishwasher soap or hand soap, they all have this OxyClean.
I know it.
Now, what is OxyClean? It's supposed to make stuff white, I guess.
I don't know, but I think about it every time I read about it every time I buy it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do that, because the same stuff in it.
Right. I mean, I buy the OxyClean too, but I keep thinking, well, what? Because it doesn't always work.
No.
It doesn't always go through with what you think it will go through with.
Mm-hmm.
But everything's got it in it.
I know. I stood yesterday. I thought I never would get out of the stores, because I read everything practically in the store. Spent hours there.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I just decided I was going to have a reading day.
Nobody said anything about antioxidants to you or oxys or...
They just looked at me and said, what are you doing, Marge? I said, I'm reading.
Reading? In the store?
Well, don't you have anything any better to do with your time?
Well, I don't buy the magazines anymore at the end of the rack because they're too expensive. So I just sit, stand there and read them.
Do they still call you and want you to buy them?
Oh, yeah. People are always trying to sell magazines.
I know, and I don't want them. And they say, well, we're sending you the bill. I said, I didn't want them. I've told you that a million times.
Once they get you in there, though, they never stop sending
them. I know it. And you can't get them off their list.
And they're always stupid magazines, like magazines about the stock market or magazines about health. Who cares?
Right.
You know? At this point, it's not going to change.
No.
Because I read a magazine. I read in there that grapefruit is good for... oily skin. Okay.
We've been having a good time this morning. We're trying to figure out what we do or don't do. We haven't decided what we do or don't do either.
We don't know.
No.
We don't know what we should do or what we should not do.
Well, we should go to the store together. You take one aisle and I'll take the other aisle. We ought to take notes and then we check the notes.
And just read all the supplies? You know, the other night, I was in the grocery store getting ready for the holiday thing, and somebody yelled at me. They said, "Where are the water chestnuts?" And I have never bought a water chestnut in my life. I had no idea where they were, but this person was so, I said, "I don't know." And they got angry. And I said, "Well, maybe they're over in the produce." And the lady, "They come in a can." And I said, "Well, they're in the canned aisle."
Well, the kind of person I'd like to bring their neck.
Yeah, I mean,
if you work there, then you should know where everything is.
Water chestnuts. We're out. We don't have any. They're all gone. You should have been here 10 minutes ago. We sold the last can of water chestnuts. They're all gone now. Your Thanksgiving will be a disaster. You know, people have stopped cooking the stuffing in their turkey. Everybody's stovetop now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't cook this year, so I don't know.
Yeah. Everybody's went away from that. They're all cooking the turkey in the bag now. Nobody's using the stuffing in the bird. It's all gone. It's a whole new thing.
It's something about it formed gas inside of the turkey.
I think everybody's worried about salmonella. Salmonella. But you can't eat cake mix now, and you can't eat romaine lettuce, or you'll get salmonella. So it's not, and the turkey, I looked this up yesterday because I got curious. You can eat pink turkey. Everybody thinks turkey is so filled with salmonella. It's most cases of problems with turkey are people dirty hands.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the temperature. I mean, if the turkey was frozen and you ate it raw, yeah, that would not be good. But if the turkey's pink, you're fine. It's not going to give
now,
you.
Do you tell your customers if you see them with pink turkey?
I don't really give them advice on that.
Then you stand there and let me die.
Well, I don't know that you'd ask. Would you ask me if your turkey's
yes,
pink?
Yes, I would.
Okay, yes.
Now, is this turkey, this pink turkey, going to hurt me?
Yes. I would say yes because I'd err on the side. I'd say you want to cook that thing all the way through. I'd say the thermometers are next to the water chestnuts. Go over there and pick up both and you'll be fine. We're going to break. We're coming back in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
I have to be honest about my own gifts. That's not one of them. And I have friends who are sheer artists wrapping their gifts. I mean, I would rather get their gifts. I don't want to undo, but wonderful artistic work. I have...